Let's get an update now on a story that we've been following very closely and for quite a long time. The Senate has yet again failed to approve the nearly $1.25 billion owed to black farmers.
That's owed according to a court order.
The court has already ordered Congress
to pay this money.
But this is the seventh time that they have failed to approve these funds. That's according to the National Black Farmers Association. You might recall the settlement. It comes from a dispute between the Department of Agriculture and minority farmers over racial discrimination. Came before the federal judges, who said in 1997, the case of discrimination was proven. And here's John Boyd, president of the National Black Farmers Association.
They went through hell. They went through living hell. We lost land. We lost our livelihoods, our way of life.
Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Todd, you've been following this story for quite some time. I can't imagine you'd expect you'd still be following this unpaid settlement. But in July, the House approved a war supplemental bill that included money to pay this settlement. It went to the Senate last week for approval. What happened?
Well, you've got it, Celeste. Actually, there was a twist before that, believe it or not. This story has been full of twists and turns, procedural, negotiating. The House approved an Afghanistan war bill a few weeks ago that had this $1.15 billion for the black farmers attached. That went to the Senate. You're right. The Senate stripped it out, said, we'll fund the war. We're not funding this settlement. So that bill passed, and they sent the money to Afghanistan, to the Pentagon. Then last week, the House repassed another little bill with this money in there again, giving the Senate another chance, and sent it back to the Senate. And it was just before breaking for recess last Thursday that Harry Reid and other Democrats tried to put this up just for a unanimous agreement. Let's just pass this, Senate. Everyone's for it. Nobody has said they're against this money. Let's all agree just to just pass it like that. The Senate can do that if everyone agrees. There was a Republican objection. It didn't pass. There was no time to vote on it. And so pretty much back where they started at this point.
Oh, okay. And you said there was Republican objection, and that's actually where both Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi place the blame for this delay. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
The Republicans in the Senate have rejected over and over again any legislation that has had the Pickford settlement in it.
You've said nobody openly opposes it, but is what she said fair?
It is fair. The Republicans have objected to approving this money. In this case, their objection was not about the black farmers' money per se. It was about some other money to settle another case, an Indian lands claim case called Cobell, which is another $3.5 billion owed to Native Americans who were allegedly swindled by the United States government on their land claims. There were some objections over how that money is dispersed and paid for, and the black farmers' money got caught up with it. Celeste, regardless of the justifications, and I don't mean to put it all on Republicans, because if it were another issue, the shoe might be on the other foot. But regardless of the justifications, this black farmers bill just can't get out of the Senate past the objections. It only takes one senator to object, and that's exactly what's happening. One senator stood up and said, I don't want this to go forward. It didn't go forward.
Okay, well, the Senate's in recess now. When do we expect to be hearing about this again? When is there another opportunity for them to pay this money that's owed?
Well, they'll come back in September. The appropriations bills to fund the government have to get done. I would expect the Democrats to try to attach this yet again to appropriations bills that'll be moving in the fall.
Okay, thanks so much. That is Todd Zwillick. He's our Washington correspondent. We're talking about the settlement of $1.25 billion that is owed to black farmers, a settlement ordered by court.